This next song is Still Power in the Blood. And I want to send this song out to Don Sumler in Floyd County. Hallelujah. And anybody else that needs an uplift, amen. There's still power in the blood.
Amen.
There's still cleansing power in the precious blood. There's still power in the blood of the Lamb. We are trying hard to get this message through the land. There's still power in the blood of the Lamb. There's still power in the blood. With each drop, 10 million souls can be set free. I'm so glad that in God's plan, He has offered every man cleansing power in the blood of the Lamb. Through the blood, God makes the vilest sinner clean. Yes, it's all through the blood of the Lamb. All throughout the ages, men have been redeemed. There's still power in the blood of the Lamb. There's still power in the blood. With each drop, 10 million souls can be set free. I'm so glad that in God's plan, He has offered every man cleansing power in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're so glad there's still power in the blood. Amen. And that blood will never lose its power according to the Word of God. Amen. We appreciate all those folks here in WHHV 1400 in Hillsville and all those that are in 1030 WGFC over in Florida. We appreciate you and all those on the World Wide Web, WNLB, and we appreciate you tuning in today to be a part of our broadcast. And we pray that God would richly bless you and touch you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. We ask the Spirit of God would hover over you. Take the words, amen, that we say today, and that they would be words that would uplift you and touch you and bless you and sustain you. And we give that prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen. Looking to the Word of God, we're going to be in Galatians for a few minutes on several scriptures we want to cover. The Bible talks about, first of all, I'll say this. The Bible talks about those that, in likens to someone plowing in a garden or a field. I remember as a kid, I remember the old big plows that had a great old big wheel by the size of a 26, 28-inch bicycle. Matter of fact, I seen some farmers actually put some bike tires on the front of them. Well, it had two handles, and they come back, and down at the bottom, they have a layoff for a weeder, a little fork thing that we'd eat the garden with. And I remember plowing the corn and plowing through, and we'd run through it one time a week and knock out all the weeds. And you had the plow that would actually heal the potatoes for you. You wouldn't have to do them by hand. It would actually turn it up and heal the potatoes. You run one way to do it, and then you had to go down to the other end, come back the other way to flip it back the other way. Then they had the little pointed plow that you laid off the rows. And I learned this as a kid. You always picked out a rock, and a lot of time I'd get me up a row of rocks, and I'd measure off where I'm going to start, make me a little mark, and then I'd go put me a rock way out in front of the row, and if we was making them 2 foot apart or three, whatever was apart, I'd measure that just exactly, and I'd lay my little rock there. Then I'd keep my eye on the rock. Amen. I learned this as a little kid. I'd keep my eye on the rock. Amen. And I'd take that plow and go straight to that rock. Well, them lines was just as straight if you'd have laid them off, amen, because I kept my eye on the rock, amen. But now if you didn't have something to look at or to spot out, or I found by laying a rock there was the best way for me, you'd run every which way. And you look back at them lines, and if you ever want to look back, man, here'd be a big old dip in your line. And it'd be just a big old crooked place. So you learned two things plowing the garden as a young boy. I learned keep your eye on the rock and don't look back. Amen. And I found that it's a good way to live your life. Keep your eye on the rock and don't look back. Amen. Forgetting those things, the Bible said, forgetting those things are behind you. Pressing on towards the mark of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Amen. So the word talks a whole lot about looking back. Talks about turning back. It talks about going back. Talks about all these different things. Amen. And I want to cover some scriptures. First of all, in the fourth chapter of Galatians, in verse 9, but now after that you have known God, or whether are of known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? Amen. Plain here that Paul is saying to the Galatians, why in the world would you want to go back to the weak and beggarly elements of this world? Why would you want to turn back and put yourself back in bondage? Amen. That's powerful. Amen. Then we go into Galatians in the sixth chapter. Let's go first to the fifth chapter. I want to pick up a verse or two in the fifth chapter. Galatians in the fifth chapter in verse 1. Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. Amen. And not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. This is powerful. Amen. Stand in this liberty wherein God has called us. God has set us free. God has brought us into the righteousness and the wholeness of God. Amen. And we need to stay in it. We need to stay free. Amen. Why? First of all, the Lord says, amen, in 2 Corinthians, and we're coming back to Galatians in just a minute, but in 2 Corinthians in the 5th chapter in verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's what takes place when we're saved. The old man goes, the cussing goes, amen. All the filth goes, amen. All the things we do that's contrary to righteousness, amen. I was talking with another preacher's friend this morning, and we was talking how that when Christ gets inside of you, it makes a change, amen. And simply, amen, a lot of people had that thing backwards. They went around and tried to make sure they didn't do this, didn't do that, didn't do the other, or dress this way or dress that way. And that was going to make them holy. Those things will never make you holy. But Christ on the inside, the power of God, amen, on the inside, transforms. And then we come and live a life that's becoming the wholeness because we have Christ within us, amen. That's living the life, amen, and we done been made whole, amen. We done made a new creature. The old man is gone. Now here Paul says in this fifth chapter of Galatians, amen, stand fast there in the liberty whereas God has made us free. We're free from sin. The load of condemnation is gone. I know a good friend of mine that I led the Lord before he died, and one of the things that when I told him how that the Lord would save him and cleanse him of all of his sins and all of his unrighteousness. Amen. And he began to tell me about some of the awful things that he had did. And I stopped him and I said, you don't have to tell me. Amen. Tell it to the Lord. Ask him to forgive you. And he'll throw that in the sea. And the Bible said he will never remember it again against you. Thank God my sins, amen. That old song said, gone, gone at last, amen. Had a real, real bad time with sin. But thank God now it's gone at last, amen. and we don't have the condemnation. We're free of the guilt and the condemnation. But my friend, when he prayed, he had a peace about him. And he was at peace, and he went on to be with his Lord, amen, in a peace, when he realized that, amen, all his sins had been forgiven, and he was free, amen. And Paul instructs the Galatians, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. A lot of people get to messing around with sin. What's that scripture? The little foxes, that which is spoils the vine. Those creeping sins. They go doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Amen. They go to, amen, setting aside the time for God's house. And they begin to let other priorities take control in their life. They begin to let other things have a priority over the things that are really of most value to their soul and their spirit. The Bible first says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. People make the mistake a many time of going out and say, well, when I've done this and I've done that, when I have all my bills paid, when I have money in the bank and I have all these things, and then I'll serve the Lord. Amen. A lot of those folks, I buried them before they got a chance to serve the Lord. Amen. I went to their graveside before they had a chance to serve the Lord. I've watched preachers say, well, I'll preach someday when I'm before I retire. I'm going to get ready, and then I'm going to retire, and I'm going to preach. And a lot of those men, amen, they become feeble and crippled and was unable to carry out their calling. And the Bible says the gifts and calling of God is without repentance. Amen. We need to understand that if we're free, if we're saved today, don't look back, don't turn back, don't go back to the weak and beggarly elements of this world, but stand you fast in the liberty wherein God has made us free. Amen. On down for that in verse 7, the same chapter, verse 5 of Galatians said, you did run well. Amen. Who, amen, did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? What happens, amen, is men lose their first love. And God told the church there in Revelations, amen, that they need to go back and they need to get back their first love. They need to fall in love again with Jesus Christ, amen. You know, if you take two people that are married, if they don't court each other, amen, me and my wife will look over a lot of time. We'll get to go somewhere, or we'll get to go out to eat, and we'll look over at each other and smile and say, we're going to count this as a date. Amen. And we still court. Amen. 17 years. Amen. Soon be 17 years. Amen. Seems like yesterday. But we still court. We still go on dates. Amen. We still tell each other that we love each other. Amen. Numerous times through the day. And if you walk with the Lord, you're going to have to go steady with the Lord. Amen. If I expect my wife to be there for me, I'm going to have to go steady with her. I'm going to have to continuously court her. I can't be looking around and courting some other woman over here. Amen. It won't work. In the same way with God. If you serving God, you can't court the devil. You can't flirt with sin. And you can't flirt with the devil. You got to stand fast in the liberty wherein God has called you and set you free. And tell the devil you ain't going his way. Amen. In Jesus' name, according to the power of God's word, amen. God's able to keep us, amen. Keep us refreshed and keep us renewed. But see, when we go to flirting around with sin, when we go to courting the devil and the things of this world and those weak and beggarly elements, amen, and we begin to lean to the arm of flesh, and God says, don't lean to the arm of flesh, amen, because it'll get you in trouble every time, amen. You got to trust God, amen, and see what happens, amen, when you begin to look back and turn back. Then you stop obeying the truth. Amen. We've got to live by the truth. We've got to walk by the truth. We got to cherish the truth. Amen. And hold it next to our heart and close to our heart and keep it with us every day of our life. Because the truth, amen, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen. It was the truth, amen, that brought us to God. It was the truth, amen, drawn by Spirit, and we was convicted by the truth, amen, and pricked our hearts and brought us unto God, amen. Thank God for the truth. Thank God for the word, amen. Glory to his name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. That running the race that's set before us, amen, and not letting anything stop us or hinder us. And then in Galatians, and same over, this is in the sixth chapter, amen. We was in the fifth chapter, now in the sixth chapter, covering verse 7, 8, and 9. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for so whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he that soweth of the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. There's just a lot of things that I'm not going to get involved with because, amen, it's of the flesh, amen. I've never been one that got wrapped up in sports. I've never got one that wrapped up in car races, basketball, football, any of those things, amen, because they will not prosper me within my spirit. Now, people says we got to do a few things for rest and relaxation. I agree with that. But if those things are carnal, they tell the story about the man that had two little puppy dogs. One of them was named Spirit, and one of them was named Flesh. And somebody asked him, said, what do you think those dogs are going to be like? So which one of them you think is going to be the biggest and the strongest? And he said, the one I feed the most. The one that I give the right diet to. Amen. So we're like that in our Christian life. You can have the strong man, which is the spirit, or you can have the strong man, the flesh. I was thinking just this past week, there's been a lot of times that things that we did in the gospel and lived on the road for many years, and a lot of the life was hard, and I thought about it. I thought, well, you know, the spirit man really loved that. But a lot of time, the flesh man, it was hard on the flesh man. Because the flesh man had to be in subjection to God. He had to be praying. Amen. And if you follow the spirit and obey the truth, you're going to have to be praying. You're going to have to be following after the things of God. You're going to have to be yielding to the spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. And you got to choose what you're going to yield to in your life. You got to choose where you're going to yield to the Spirit or you're going to yield to the flesh. You'll have to choose that. I can't choose it for you. Nobody else can choose it for you. You've got to choose. The flesh will war against the Spirit. Amen. A lot of folks, amen, have been in the house of God this morning somewhere. But the flesh won out. Well, flesh will say, you worked hard this week. You deserve to stay in the bed and rest. Well, it won't work with your employer. You go to laying in the bed and resting because you think deserve it, and you'll be on the unemployment list. You go to laying around on God and letting the flesh have control because you think the flesh deserves it, you'll be back to the weak and beggarly element things of this world. Amen. You'll be back in bondage again. Amen. The Bible said, be not entangled there again in the yoke of bondage. Amen. It'll be worse. Amen. So today, it's what we yield to. Amen. For if we to the Spirit, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And verse 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We had some reaping to come to pass right at the close of last year. We had some things that have been working out that we've been praying for years. And God worked some miracles. And as he worked those miracles, he set us on another road, amen, to see some other miracles take place. We've got a move coming up, a move of God. We've got an avenue of things that God has forehand showed me and revealed to me in the Spirit that's going to come to take place. We, as Paul said, we know in part. We see in part. He said we're seeing through a glass darkly. You walk up to a room that has a door on it, but it don't have no light on in there, and you can peep through that window and you can see that there's something in there, but you can't see it because there's no light on. Well, God's going to turn the light on some things that he wants us to do, and God has blessed our ministry with hundreds of churches worldwide, literally hundreds and hundreds of ministers. And the colleges, and every week this past week or two, I don't know, 40, 50 forms, 60-some. Sandy said 60-some graduates come out of our colleges, amen, and one of the colleges was having a graduation. And we say thank God for the things that God is doing. But you know what? I want to do more, amen. I want to follow the Spirit. I want to keep obeying the Lord. Amen. I want to keep doing what thus says the Lord. I want to clear my schedule. Amen. We've been taking a lot of inventories. We've been going through and getting out stuff that is packed up and packed back. We're getting ready for a move. Amen. I've had this companies, I've had probably 20 companies to call me and say, I understand y'all are moving. I said, no, we've not set any plans on that. Well, they're using a gimmick. They're movers, you know. And that's what movers do now. Amen. They don't call and say, well, can we move something for you? We called and said, we understand you moving. Amen. And I said, no, that's a false rumor. Amen. But in the Spirit, we're moving ahead. We're moving to higher ground. Amen. We're moving forward in the cause and the purpose of God. We're going to open more churches. We're going to open more colleges. We're going to open more Christian schools. We're going to ordain more ministers. Because we've got our eye set to the rock. And we're not going to look back. And we're not going to turn back to the weak and beggarly elements. The same God that brought us through yesterday will be the same God that carries us on forevermore. Amen. Now the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, and if we go here and find, I want to look at verse 16 of the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians. For which cause we faint not. I like that. For which cause we faint not. Amen. But though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, working for us a more excellent and eternal weight of glory. The battles I've had just makes me stronger. They used to hear a lot of that song sing, you know, and it talks about how that when he first starts serving the Lord, you didn't know what he could do. You didn't know how faith worked. But now that we've been through enough, amen, we know that God will be enough. Amen. He'll be enough to take care of us. Amen. And he's going to take care of us. This is working a far exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank God that we are being renewed in the inward man day by day. Amen. And thank God that we're not having to depend on the carnal and physical things, but we look into the things that are not seen, the temporal things, the things we see, they're going to pass away. We're looking on beyond those things. We look into the things that are not seen, for they are eternal. Amen. Don't just stop at the temporal things. We look, we see them, but let's move on beyond them, and let's move on to the eternal things. Amen. Let us hurry, our time runs out. Amen. Glory to God. According to the promises of God's word, and that's what we're standing on. We're standing on the promises of God's word. In Paul's writings in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, amen, says in verse 57, but thanks be to God which giveth the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let's keep the faith, church. Let's stand true to God. Let's not turn and go back to the weak and beggarly ailment things. Amen. Let's not get caught so up in the flesh and get so caught up in looking at the temporal things. But let's look to the spiritual things. Amen. Let's look to the promises of God. Let's look to that which God has kept us by grace. We've walked by faith. The Bible said, you know, faith is that which God has dealt to every man. He's gave a measure, amen. Faith, we build our faith up by the word of God. We build our faith up by praying in the Holy Ghost, amen. And that faith, amen, and that consolation that God is a man that he cannot lie. And knowing that God is going to give us the victory, amen. Throughout the horizons of the new day's dawning, wherever our feet may trod, we're going to trod in victory, because the steps of a righteous man, they are ordered by the Lord, amen. And for that purpose and that reason, amen, we're going to walk in grace. We're going to yield our members to the things that are spiritual, that we may reap a harvest within the Spirit, amen. And know according to the promises of God that he will not forsake us, never leave us, but he will go with us all the way. Amen. He's kept me, amen, through the trials of my life and through the battles. Amen. He's been there in every situation. He's the great God El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough. He's the God that never fails. He's the God that's going to take us up. He's going to take us through, and he's going to take us over. Amen. Back in 1982, I was at R.W. Schambach in Tampa, Florida, and his tent had blowed down, and he brought in another rental tent to put up to finish the crusade. And I went there, and I told Brother Schambach, Lord had spoke to me and give me a message, and the word started out, but I was going to go through, and I'd shared it with Brother Schambach, and Brother Schambach come back under the tent that night, and he come a-hollering and a-shouting. He said, Brother Gold, I've got an answer. And I said, what's that, Brother Schambach? And he said, God has spoke to you and spoke to me and said you're going to go through. Amen. He said, if you go through the house, you're not going to be caught in the house. Amen. He said, if to go through means you got to go in one side and out the other. And God did exactly what he said. And he said, for God had told me for 6 months of that battle, I wouldn't feel anything. I wouldn't hear anything. I'd have to walk it because I love God, because he called me, and because I had faith and trust in him. And for 6 months, I did just exactly that. I walked it. Amen. I preached. I ministered. Amen. I had no instruction. I felt no leading of anything. But amen. During that battle, amen, one of the guys there in the church, amen, come walking in the church one day, and he hollered out, Brother Gold, I was in the mountains praying yesterday, and God said, come to church, and quick as I got here, to tell you, amen, to tell you, Pastor Gold, to tell you that God said, come May, come May. Amen. I knew what God had meant and what God said, and that was instruction from God. And come May, God shut the tree, as the old saying goes, and God changed everything. God gave us a new direction. He turned everything around and pointed us in another direction and gave us a new phase of the ministry. And 6 months after come May, I seen almost 600 souls saved, amen, in a period of 6 months, amen. I'm going to tell you something. You talk about a revival. We had one revival sit down and seen 300 saved in about 3-4 weeks in that revival. And God was saving them 25 and 35 at a time just at random services. Amen. God would come in the tabernacle and slay 200 people at one time. Amen. Wind would blow through the tabernacle and slay up to 200 at one time. God gave a revival, amen, that shook the literally foundations of hell, amen. But I had to wait upon the Lord. I had to keep my eye on the rock, and I couldn't look back, amen. God said, you're going through. And sure enough, victory came, amen. I'm telling you, amen, we just finished a 40-day fast back in that hour, and God came through. I mean, that anointing fell, and God rained victory. And I'm telling you, my friend, if you'll keep the faith, amen, God will rain victory for you, amen. If you'll keep your eye on the rock and you not look back, amen, God, amen, will do that supernatural in your life. God love you and God bless you. Now, God, for all those that have faith to believe the word of God today, do a miracle for them. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, literally bless them. Those that need healing, let them find healing. Those that need financial miracles, let them find it. Those that need to be reclaimed from backslidden condition, amen, Lord, don't let them find the victory today. And God, for those who's fighting the good fight of faith, let them continue to walk therein and let the victory be theirs is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We appreciate you tuning in to the broadcast today. Until next week, we come to you again, Lord willing, and God will bless you and keep you in this hour we live in. God love you. Amen and amen.